number two here at WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arkin, Andy Hart, nice to have you with us here today. We'll be joined by Adam Schefter in about 40 minutes. Looking forward to talking with him. That was Davante Adams on the shop with LeBron James, and you heard Robert Kraft there as well. Were they the only two guests? It was Kraft and Adams?
There were a couple other people who I didn't recognize, but
I don't know who else.
Those were barbers.
Yeah, the actual barbers.
No, Kraft was actually cutting Adams' hair during.
Right. They all drink like big glasses of wine the whole time. Like it's very posh, very sophisticated. Anyway, that was Davante Adams talking about the hiring of Jerod Mayo, which I was surprised Kraft didn't pull out the I don't see color card there. That was interesting. He's like, yeah, you know, having a black head coach, and Kraft's like, yeah, we do.
Don't you have that backwards?
What?
Wasn't it Mayo who said? Oh no, you have to see color. Robert
Kraft
doesn't
said
see
I
color,
don't see color.
And Mayo says you have to see color.
Right.
I didn't really love the Davante cut. I mean, I know we're not really going down that road, but he's like, not racism or anything negative. It's just there. It matters more. But like, why? You have a reason why you think,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, there's definitely a negative connotation there.
Yeah, there is.
I can't
sure.
take it. And Robert was just like, oh, I appreciate you saying that.
Right, with the Patriots, definitely.
You know, you racists up in the Northeast finally have a black head coach. That's how I took it.
The Celtics were the first team to have a black head coach.
Right.
Bruins,
they also have the first starting five?
Yeah, that's true. Red Auerbach had the first all-black starting five and drafted the first black player. Not to say, oh, look at Boston, we're so great because of the Celtics.
We know what he was saying.
In general, the sports region, it's not, you know, like the I feel like that's been, and there's been incidents, obviously, all throughout, but when it comes to hiring and things like that, yeah, the Patriots have never had a black head coach before, but that wasn't something that no Boston team had ever had. And
right.
This was finally.
Plus, even if they do,
right.
Just because Jerod Mayo is the head coach of the Patriots doesn't mean, oh, we finally got rid of all racism.
That too,
in New England.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Like, I don't think it works that way.
I don't know. Maybe he was just thinking of something to say there for Robert Kraft. Either way, Brian unearthed that yesterday, and I wonder, you know, like, is that something that Davante Adams, like, when he's looking for, this is the twilight of Davante Adams' career, right?
Yes.
You say? I think he's fallen off a little bit. He may have a resurgence in his 30s like Randy Moss did, coming from the Raiders. A lot of similarities there. But he would be going to a team, I think, that has a strong offense, a strong quarterback situation, and whether or not the head coach is African-American or white or Asian or anything, I don't think he's coming to New England.
What about, is there any chance, now I'm really grasping at straws here, I'm going to be honest, sort of just mm-hmm. telling you what it is. Is there any chance that he has a relationship with Robert Kraft?
Maybe.
Coming off this?
They like get maybe, their haircut at the same place, it seems like. Yeah.
And maybe they exchange cell numbers. Who knows? Maybe they text. It'd probably be tampering. I don't know if that's allowed.
Probably.
But not if you're just like, just, hey, how was that steak you ordered? Or like, I don't know, something non-football related. I don't think it makes any sense.
Hey, are you
sense.
At this Gucci Mane concert?
Right.
Robert texted him?
They might have, you know, weird
I'm
sort
backstage.
Of intermingling of associates or friends or connections. I don't, on the surface, it makes no sense to me. Can you sell it to me? Can you really and
like, sell Davante Adams and the Patriots?
Yeah.
I think so. I think you can sell it. You can sell it as you bring him in here as an investment for Drake May in the future. You bring him in here as
so
someone.
So next year.
Well, you bring him in now to secure him and to get him because he's available, and you have to get a guy like that when he's available.
You want a 32-year-old with Drake May.
Yes. What's wrong with a 32-year-old being with Drake May?
That's kind of old.
Fine, but if he's still good, who cares how old he is? I'm not talking about someone that's going to grow old with Drake May and be around all his whole life. I'm talking about his whole career or whatever. I'm talking about someone early on in his career who knows how to get open, who knows how to make big plays down the field, someone who can be a safety valve for Drake May, which he doesn't have right now. I'm sorry, that just doesn't exist on this roster. There's no safety valves on this roster.
Hunter Henry.
There's also no playmakers, so you bring that in, you give him to the kid. That's what we all sort of wanted this offseason, isn't it? That caliber of player, a number one wide receiver to pair with this rookie quarterback.
Younger,
why wouldn't you go for it
preferably.
When you get a chance? I don't care how old they are.
Also,
I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
All the money you're dreaming of spending, this eats a good chunk of it.
Big deal.
$32 million, I believe, next year.
Absolutely. That's fine
so
with me.
So 130 is down to 100.
Fine
Not
with
that
me.
That means you don't have any money. So
oh, $100 no, $100 million. However will we make that
Because I don't
work.
Think he's probably redoing his contract for here to take less money. I wouldn't
expect him, and I wouldn't ask him.
I just don't. On the surface, yes. Do I want to sell Davante Adams jerseys, and does it make me more excited? But not this year, because you just yelled at me and told me they're not playing Drake May this year.
Right.
So I'm just watching Jacoby Brissett not throw to Davante Adams.
Well, yeah, I mean, that could be what you end up with here, and that's probably why he wouldn't want to come in the first place. Because, well, okay, I'm going to be there with Jacoby Brissett, and you're going to keep me stashed in the wings,
right.
or keep this kid stashed in the wings, instead of letting us start to develop our chemistry. If you bring in Davante Adams, I almost think you have to put Drake May in. You have to put him in to start to establish something with this receiver that you just spent
all
this
pressure
money on.
There.
Probably, yeah.
They already don't trust
him. God forbid they have a little pressure, you know?
Well, like, I'm playing the side of the street that says everything has to be perfect for Drake to play and blah, blah, blah.
Pressure with Devontae Adams as opposed to no pressure with Kendrick Bourne. Like, I'll take the pressure in Devontae Adams.
And I also think sort of the perception I have of Drake May from observing him, he would look at Devontae Adams and be like, hell yeah, let's do this. I'll throw the ball down the field to Devontae. Like, I think that would excite him as a competitor and as a guy who, football fan, whatever. I just don't know if it really makes any sense. So the second question I would ask you, since we're all having to become more NFL fans here, because the team that is right here is, well, not great.
Not good. Not fun to watch.
Do you care where he goes? Like, do you have a rooting interest in, because me, it's the Jets. It's all Jets all the time, because I don't know if they're a Super Bowl contender or not, but just to add to that soap opera, I feel like it makes that story better. Either he takes them to the Super Bowl and they're competing and they're in the conversation, or you get Devontae Adams and it still doesn't work, this is going
to
get ugly.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd like to see there be a little bit more competition at the top of the division, I think, and there would be if Adams was there on the Jets. I think
they
right now
they should be the favorite with Adams.
It's the Bills' division, and the Bills look like the best team, even though they got mollywopped by Baltimore this past week. But I think that, in general, they're still considered the class of the division. You bring in Adams, that becomes a question. So, yeah, I'd probably root for that, too.
Okay, other than the – because everybody's Adams is going to the Jets, 617. Yeah, we see it. We all
probably
think, okay,
yeah,
maybe. But what if he doesn't?
They can scare up a second-round pick.
Like, I don't really get excited about him going to New Orleans. That's not really fun. Dallas, yes.
Dallas,
Minnesota,
yeah.
Yes. Even Washington. The story of the league right now is Jaden Daniels and how good he is. I would get more excited about Washington. Suddenly,
Washington I'd be more excited about than Dallas or Minnesota, because I feel like in both of those places he wouldn't be the number one target. You know, he'd be second or third on the
depth
chart in some of those places.
It's fun either way.
No, but you wouldn't see as much of him. He wouldn't make as many plays, I guess, is the point.
Or he might make more plays.
He goes to the Jets, it's just him and Wilson, and, like, those two, I'd say, are about equal. Like, you know, you're behind Justin Jefferson. You're behind, what was the other team you just said? You're behind CeeDee Lamb. You know?
Yeah, but now you're a number two, and you're getting what number twos get, less coverage, less focus, and you're a Hall of Fame receiver who's usually the focal point, Green Bay or Vegas. So I think that might open up opportunities for him to shine and make plays. He would be fun, but I think he would be most fun in Washington with Terry McLaurin, because I think that might make them a legitimate, we can make the playoffs year one with Jaden Daniels. Like, that changes everything. Also, another example of what we've talked about, desired locations or whatever, the Commanders, they were toxic not long ago, including
True.
Their name. Like, the culture, the owner, glass ceilings, not the kind that prevent women from going up, but that allow men to be creeps
to look
underneath
up into
women,
the bathroom,
that
yeah,
whole
right,
thing.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, Washington is like the team people want to go to, the team people want to watch, the team people care about. That's all you need. Put Drake May in and you'll be the Commanders.
Yeah.
How about Baltimore and they could finally beat Kansas City?
Well, will they?
Will that get them over the hump?
Will they?
Still probably no.
Or is Lamar going to do Lamar?
I think this, now he has no excuse, right? You get him Adams. He has Adams, Flowers, Andrews, likely, and he still can't win. Then you sort of get an answer on Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah, probably.
You sort of find out, like, obviously he's a great player. He's won two MVPs. But you sort of realize, like, this guy just can't get it done. You know, through
Baltimore needs a guy like that more to get over the top in terms of, like, the top of the AFC. The Jets need him more to get to over the Bills. You know, like, that's sort of the difference, I'd say. The Jets are a level below the Ravens and the Chiefs and the,
yes,
you know, the rest of those
right
teams.
Now.
I think, yeah, maybe that'll change when the season goes on. But I sort of consider them a step below that. The Ravens, I think, are a little more on par with the Chiefs. And if they get someone like Adams, that could push them, on paper anyway, over the top. We'd see that.
We also haven't even mentioned, because they haven't been mentioned, but is Kansas City not an option in any way?
I would think probably
I would
not.
Love to see him go.
I'd like to see that,
Mahomes.
Too. But you said it yesterday. In division is very, very unlikely.
Yeah, that's true.
Like a first-round
pick.
That's
a great point.
I
forgot about my own great point.
It was a good point yesterday. And that's what everyone's been saying today. I think Schefter wrote that today. He's like, there's no way they're
going
to trade
him. Well, he heard me say it, obviously.
via Drew Hart on WEEI Afternoons.